1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, that is the point of the program. Still to come here, we'll talk about the indoctrination camps and what's going on in them, at least one of them. First, though, it's Sean in North Carolina. Sean, you are on Free Talk Live. Sean is gone. Instead, we'll try Alex in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Alex, you are on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hi, guys. I'd like to propose some civil disobedience.
Okay.
What if you carried around fake bags of marijuana in your car, in plain sight, and on your person, just in case something were to happen, like if a police officer were to approach you?
Well, I guess in that case, would you be intending to show the police officer the fake bag of marijuana, or would you just be intending to be searched and have him find it on you, or what?
The latter.
Well, here's what I would suggest might possibly happen, and that is that in some places, and I don't know if this is all across the country, but in some places there are laws about representing things as drugs. So, for instance, if you were to sell somebody a bag of, say, sugar and tell them it was cocaine, and they were to be upset about the fact that you'd sold them a bag of sugar instead of a bag of cocaine, and they were to go to the police and report that to the police, in some places, there is a law that will allow the police to charge you with essentially a fraudulent activity. So when you carry...
However, you're not representing it as anything. If the cop asks what it is, you could say, I don't know, or you don't have to say that it's oregano.
Well, you should actually say it's oregano, but you say it in this manner. You say, it's oregano. And if you deliver it in a deadpan enough, then it's clear that you're saying it's not oregano. But what you do is you put a sticker on it that says
oregano,
not marijuana.
And first of all, if the cop has been trained, he's going to know the difference between oregano and marijuana. So you're going to have to find something a little more marijuana-like than oregano.
My question to you is this, Alex. Do you think that getting arrested is civil disobedience?
I don't know. That's a hard question.
No, I would say it's not.
Okay, so what are you hoping to prove?
Yeah.
Well, if the cop looks at it and then he ignores it, then that, I'm sure that says something about the state of drug laws in, for example, Keene.
You're talking about the place in which we do this this radio show. What would that say beyond the fact that you found a cop that's willing to look the other way on something that he doesn't even think is marijuana?
Well, if it's presented as marijuana, but not overtly, and he looks over it, then that looks favorably for the police officer in terms of liberty.
Here's the thing, Alex. I don't see this as reaching out to the public. I don't see this as causing people to talk about the issue. It's not really raising awareness, whereas, like, today I was driving out in Nashua, and this cop pulled out into the road. He almost ran into the back of me trying to cut somebody, you know, cutting into the other lane to stop somebody who I think was speeding. And, you know, I thought about taking the time to get the megaphone out of the trunk, standing across the street and talking to him about peace officers out keeping the peace versus revenue collection officers, you know, who are out there just enforcing laws. I think that would raise a lot more awareness than just carrying around a bag of oregano.
True, but not everyone is in your position to where they have a megaphone, they have the media equipment necessary to do that.
Right, but the distinction is not the megaphone, but it's the way that you bring these issues out into the forefront where people see what's happening, where they can talk about it, and they can say, hey, I saw this, what do you think about that, to their coworkers, whereas before they wouldn't have the opening to bring up that topic. It's a lot of these topics people won't discuss with their friends because, you know, they're worried at what they might think. Yeah, it's taboo. But yet when somebody's out doing it, it gives them that excuse to say, well, you know, they learn that they're not as far off from their coworkers, from their friends and family members as they might have thought they were.
It sounds to me like Alex is not in, from what you've described, Alex, it sounds to me like your goal is not to bring an issue up to the forefront at all or to do civil disobedience, but to essentially have a little police test. You know, to where you get hassled by a cop, he finds that you're saying that you're expecting that some cops will find it and do nothing, and that some cops will find it and you know, attempt to hassle you further. So you're not even really proposing this as civil disobedience. You're just kind of proposing it as a little cop test?
Sure. It was just an idea that I was positing. I don't even know if it's good or not, which was the whole reason why I called in the first place.
Maybe if you shifted it around to say, you know, if that was marijuana, you would take me to jail, but because it's oregano, nothing's going to happen. They're both plants. They both grow naturally out in the wild. What's the difference here? And really, who is harmed if this is oregano or if this is marijuana?
That would be a good point. And, of course, your only audience at that point would be the police officer.
Right, but he's going to go home and maybe think about that a little bit differently.
Right. Interesting modification. Alex, any thoughts?
It's planting a seed in the officer's mind. I think it's an interesting idea that could be developed a little further.
Yep.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We're actually at a situation right now, at least in the Manchester area of New Hampshire, where one activist has gone into the police station with real marijuana, showed it to the people behind the desk, or behind the glass window, bulletproof glass in Manchester. He showed it to them, and they did not do anything about it. They actually sent a cop out into the lobby to order one of them off of the countertop. One of the activists was sitting on the top on the countertop in there, and a cop stepped into the lobby, yelled at him for sitting on the countertop, and obviously they must have known because they told them they showed them the marijuana, and nothing was done to them about that. In fact, it's my understanding that the activist in that case, Big Mike, who actually called the show last night, that Big Mike has never been called back by the police chief. He's tried to get this police chief out of Manchester to meet with him so he can talk to him about this marijuana that he has, and he wants to show the police chief the marijuana, and he won't even meet with him. So they are at least in Manchester, avoiding the issue entirely. And there, by the way, point of information, there have been these cannabis celebrations here in Keene, New Hampshire, and they've been happening out in Manchester. I don't know if they're still going on. I heard rumors that they were going to be shutting down, but that was back when we had this cold snap, and it was like as though it was wintertime here for a straight week in New Hampshire, and now it's back to fall temperatures here.
Yeah, I haven't been using my heater.
No, it's very nice out in New Hampshire now. And so I imagine that they're still going on in Manchester, but I haven't heard. But they've never even, the police haven't even come near them in Manchester. We've had a handful of arrests here in Keene with the daily cannabis smokeouts, but in Manchester they've had zero. So Manchester cops are completely ignoring this issue. And that's a win. From my perspective, when they ignore you, it's a win. And when they crack down on you, well, technically that's still a win because you can parlay that into publicity and as you're saying, Sam, it brings the discussion forward in a much faster manner than otherwise might be brought forward. I know that some people really only feel like they're winning with civil disobedience if they get arrested, but I don't particularly agree with that.
I find it amazing that the activists, the Big Mike didn't get himself arrested. I'm just amazed by it.
At the marijuana thing?
Yeah. If he walked in the police station with a handful of marijuana and said, come on, arrest me, and they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. You can't make me arrest you.
Well, word is he's going to take it to the next level. Rumor has it that Big Mike is talking about starting a marijuana buyers club for medical users. Because there was this medical marijuana thing that was close to passing here in New Hampshire, and it didn't because, well, politicians are inhumane and they don't care about their fellow man, at least the ones that didn't vote for it. But so it didn't pass, and so one of the political activists that's out there really lobbying heavily to do these sorts of political actions of, you know, minor changes was very, very upset at people for smoking out in these public parks, and he was publicly vilifying them for it and, you know, willing to burn the bridges that he had created with some of these activists, including myself. And so Big Mike's response to all this has been, well, if the concern is for the medical patients, let's give them a way to get their medical marijuana. If you're claiming, politicos, that this is all about the medical patients and their access to marijuana, and that for whatever reason some medical patients can't access marijuana, Big Mike's going to be willing to put his freedom on the line to help these medical patients get some marijuana, and I think that's heroic. So as soon as that develops, we'll bring you more information on it. 800-259-9231. Coming up, what's going on in third grade classrooms around this country, or at the very least around perhaps where you are? We'll explain here in moments. 800-259-9231. It's one of those things that just makes me a little bit upset that I'm forced to pay for this stuff. I'll explain in moments. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, we've got the wiki, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and we give it all away to you for free at freetalklive.com.
Super Freakonomics, The Dragons, Dan Brown's Lost Symbol. There's all kinds of new and unabridged books available for you for free over at audiblepodcast.com. By I mean all kinds, I mean you get to pick one. And you can get that free book by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you don't put that little FTL as in Free Talk Live behind it, you don't get the free book. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And I think I'm going to be listening to that Super Freakonomics here soon.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So here's a little story from the local paper, but it's relevant, I think, across the country, because this is happening in probably most of the classrooms, at least the government classrooms around this country. At various different grade levels, you will find something similar to this. You will find indoctrination that is as insidious as this particular indoctrination. And I just wanted to share this little story for you, and I'm going to read it in the manner in which it is written. And you guys are, you know, welcome to jump in here and stop me at any time to comment here. This is from the Keen Sentinel, keensentinel.com. Jaffrey. It all started with a letter-writing campaign among third-grade classes around the country.
I read this one.
One day.
Around the country?
Yeah. Their third graders are writing to one another around the country.
Okay.
One day, a letter arrived from South Carolina. It contained a map with trivia about the state, including its state drink, milk.
Its state drink in South Carolina is milk?
Apparently.
Okay.
Now, does New Hampshire have a state drink? The third graders in Sheila Nichols' class at Jaffrey Grade School wondered. Well, no, Nichols told her class.
I thought it'd be like Coke with peanuts in it.
But there's something that could be done about that. They asked how they could get a state drink, and I explained that children have a voice in government, and told them that Representative Bonnie Mitchell was a representative in our state government, Nichols said. And so began a campaign by Delaney Joaquin, Shanley Bossy, and Jesse Wicker, who has since moved out of the Jaffrey Ridge District, to make apple cider the Granite State's official drink.
Now, you know, if this is all that government did, I would be, I would back government.
Right.
If all they did was go around and make up the official drink, the official flower, the state flag, and that's where it stopped, hey, I'm on board.
I don't disagree with you on this. I've often said the same thing, but I'm kind of curious. I have a problem with the apple cider as the state drink. There are probably people that make their living producing some brand of drink. I know that Moxie, it's a licorice sort of flavored soda pop that's produced in Maine. It is the state drink of Maine.
Okay.
And I like that Moxie is the state drink of Maine because it's put in a can, it has a label on it, people are employed in the production of it. I like the idea that Moxie is the state drink of Maine. However, apple cider, it's not like they're saying, you know, Uncle Paul's apple cider. They're just saying apple cider in general is the state drink, you know?
I don't like what you're saying, Mark, because what about the other soda bottlers that are operating in Maine?
Isn't, you think there are a bunch of them?
Isn't anointing one of them as the official soda bottler, you know, kind of unfair?
I think that if Moxie has status quo kind of, you know, it has an ongoing continuum to it. It's been produced for almost 100 years there in Maine. So, yeah, I think that they deserve a certain level of recognition over the other ones that are newer.
No. See, this isn't where I wanted to go with this discussion, Mark, as far as what should be given recognition and what should not. I don't think that there should be any recognition given to any one thing over another, but
see, Sam, it's not easy when you have the politicians deciding what the state drink is. This is the kind of thing that results.
Well, and in the food pyramid, dairy is one of the basic food groups. Well, there are islands and people out there that go their entire life without ever drinking milk or having dairy products, and somehow they manage to live, you know, long, fruitful lives, and they're not crippled by having this vital ingredient missing from their food pyramid. And it just goes to show you it's government getting in there. The Dairy Farmers Association got in and lobbied government to have this included so that they would sell more milk. It's a scam.
Yes, and I don't think that if you're going to have a government, certainly I'd rather have them setting official this and that than throwing people in cages. But at the same time, it's certainly favoritism, and this is really a great example of how it is that essentially, and they're trying to spin this as though it's just so cutesy and so great, you know, that kids are getting involved in government. And the article continues here in a moment, but really it shows folks that exactly, and to some extent, how government operates, in that it pits different groups against one another. So what about the kids that like Mountain Dew? What about the kids that like orange juice? What about the kids that like milk? Now those kids all have to go up against Joaquin here and Chanley and Jesse, who want apple cider to be the official state drink, and they all get to battle it out with one another. Or maybe the whole rest of the class doesn't care, and it's just these three busybody kids that are that are doing this. But theoretically, right? I mean, it's not fair that one drink should be elevated to some sort of official status, and it's just ludicrous that some one product should be anointed by the people that are running the state.
I think that it's should be handled in the good old fashioned, the way the republics used to handle problems, like Rome, for instance. Give each one of these kids a steak knife, have them battle it out. The one that walks out of the classroom alive is the one that we choose as the official state drink.
But that's essentially what's happening.
Three kids enter, one kid leaves.
Yours is a little bit more of a violent, explicitly violent version, but essentially the conflict is still there. Even though there's not blood spilling over this, there's still conflict, there's still hard feelings. So if one group of kids gets apple cider to be anointed as the official state drink, which, by the way, the official state drink, if anything, should probably be alcohol, considering the state actually is the liquor dealer in the state of New Hampshire, would make the most sense in that case. But nonetheless, it does show the conflict inherent in the system, but they're not painting it that way. For them, they're painting, oh, isn't this cute? The kids are getting involved in government. Look, we're showing them how government works. See, kids, if you want something to happen, you go to the legislators and you talk to them, and then they'll do whatever it is you want them to do, and soon you'll have what you want. Government works, kids. And this is why I think this is so insidious, because it's showing these young people this false picture of what government is really all about. Let me continue the story. Mitchell, now this is the representative, she was writ a letter by the students. The students wrote her a letter.
I hope that this reporter isn't the one that didn't graduate.
I botched that one.
Okay.
In April, this is the actual article, the students wrote a letter to Mitchell, a Jaffrey Democrat, asking her to sponsor a bill making cider the state drink. Mitchell, who visits Jaffrey fourth graders every year when they study state government to talk about how a bill becomes law, wrote, oh, don't you wish we could get one of our people in there to talk after that? She wrote them back to tell them she'd sponsor a bill this fall. While they may not be the most well-known bits of state trivia, official drinks aren't uncommon. South Carolina and 19 other states hail milk as their official beverage. Water is Indiana's drink of choice. And then there are the less traditional picks, such as Massachusetts cranberry juice, Nebraska's Kool-Aid, Ohio's tomato juice, and Rhode Island's coffee milk. 800-259-9231. There's more to this story here, process of selecting a state drink and how insidious it is. I'll come back here in moments, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. We'll delve in further. This is Free Talk Live.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes, for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the shrine of female listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo or video to show that they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. If you're a lady listener, the instructions are there for how you can get involved. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're going to own a gun, you bet. Gosh darned well better know how to use it. If you don't have one, here's a way to get a free one. Take the Front Sight Defensive Handgun course today. You'll get a 30-state concealed weapons permit in the process and a free handgun. It's an Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Just go to frontsight.com. That's frontsight.com. Some of the best training in the world, frontsight.com.
All right, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sharing with you a very, very cutesy story written in the local newspaper here, but this is a story that could be written in any of your local newspapers. In fact, it's very likely that you'll see stories like this from time to time, where they're essentially, what they're pointing out is that the kids in government school are learning about the legislative process. Isn't it cute? In this case, it's the some third graders in a school here in the area where they were, I guess, in some sort of letter writing thing where they were writing letters to other third graders in other states. And one of them came from South Carolina, and they mentioned that the state drink is milk. And so the kids started asking about, well, what's New Hampshire state drink? Oh, there is no New Hampshire state drink, kids. Well, we should have one. And so the kids, now three of the kids in the class, are mounting a campaign to lobby the legislature to create a state drink. And, of course, they're, you know, the teacher in this case is using this as an opportunity to indoctrinate the youth here, because that's what they do in government school. They teach kids that government is good and that government is necessary and that government is how we solve problems and that government can do whatever you want government to, including, you know, anoint a particular beverage as official.
Well, she's teaching them because she believes that everything that you just said,
she sure does,
is true. It's indoctrination in that we have a different perspective and see the way it really works.
And, of course, it doesn't matter what our perspective is, because we won't get to have our perspective shown to these kids.
No.
We won't be allowed to come in with the other side of the story. We won't be allowed, even though we're all forced to pay for these schools,
right?
We're not allowed to have our viewpoint in these schools. And this is one of the things that is just, it's just absolutely outrageous to me, because I firmly disagree with what's going on here. It's very subtle indoctrination, where they're basically just telling the kids that it's okay to use the state to anoint one product over another and give one manufacturer. In some cases, some states, Kool-Aid is the official drink. That's an actual registered, trademarked product that is being given some sort of level of state. Again, anointing, that's the best word I can come up for this. And I think it's, you know, I think it's inappropriate. And I think that what they're teaching the kids here is that it's totally appropriate to go through these processes to get the state to grant benefits to one group over another group. This is what's being taught to them. If you want something accomplished, you do it through the state. Now, wouldn't it be more empowering to let every individual decide what their own official drink is? The official drink of me is blah, blah, blah. In your case, Mark, you love your Dr. Pepper, right? Or the Sam's Club brand.
Yeah, I do, like brand. I do like Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Thunder, that's what it is. So, Mark, your official drink might be Dr. Thunder. And you could have your own official drink. You could go around touting that the official drink of Mark Edge is Dr. Thunder. And, you know, then you can have your official drink, and Sam can have his official drink, and I can have my official drink. In fact, we could get together and have a Dr. Thunder club if we all agreed on the, you know, the same official drink.
Isn't this really just some, a small amount of free advertising for a particular beverage? I mean, nobody, I don't care. There's nothing in the world that's going to get, there's not much that anyone's going to offer me that's going to get me to imbibe another Moxie soda in my life. I've had one, and that's all I need to have in order to know that I don't need
did
any more of that.
It? I've never had it personally.
Yeah, you did. You tasted mine one time at a restaurant that we went to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was diet. I know.
It wasn't
real
diet,
right?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, the nothing's going to get me to drink this thing. However, it's the state drink of Maine, and sometimes that shows up in some trivia question somewhere. Moxie soda is the trip state drink of Maine, and we were really just arguing over a small issue here, aren't we? Just a small
amount
of free evidence?
You're missing the discussion, Mark. There's no argumentation going on here. I'm saying that I find this offensive. What they're doing to these kids. This is an example. This is one example plucked out of the day-to-day indoctrination that is going on in these government schools of just how, in my opinion, insidious this is. It's painting government with this little, you know, this innocent brush of, hey, kids, you need something done, you go to government. You like something? You can use government to promote it over its competitors.
Except that it's on an issue that's really of almost no importance in everyday life. So it's sure, it's easy for them to step in and actually they may get this stupid thing passed and there you go. See, it works, and they now will believe
in government. Exactly. Exactly. Let me just come back to the story here from Sentinel, KeenSentinel.com. The students chose cider as a potential New Hampshire drink because of the state's plentiful apple orchards, said the teacher. And the teacher, or excuse me, that wasn't the teacher, that was one of the kids. And the two of the kids, now fourth graders, said they both like cider, and they know that many other people in the state enjoy it, too.
Good enough for me.
Fourth grade social studies teacher says she's not yet sure how the bill will fit into the students' curriculum when it comes time to study state government. The state representative, who said the bill hasn't been assigned to a House committee for consideration, hopes to arrange for the students to attend hearings on the bill and possibly even speak in support if it fits their schedules. She said this is to get children involved in the legislative process so that they can follow along and see how it works. Because this is what happens, kids. It works so well. You just push through what you want. It doesn't matter what all your other classmates want for the official drink, because you've got the majority, and majority rules, and that's our system. And it sure is great. Don't you love apple cider? Here, let's all drink some.
I hope they do a class field trip out to speak to, to have these kids come out and speak to the subcommittee. Then I can go there and talk to them about, well, no, I think the state drink should be liquor because they're the ones who sell it.
This is to get children involved in the legislative process, she said. Oh, and Mitchell sees another possible advantage to naming cider as the state drink. She says, I've gotten quite a few calls of support from the different orchards around the state. Orchards are part of the state's economy and bring tourism, and anything they can do to get the word out is good for them.
Broken window fallacy.
State liquor, liquor is part of the state economy. People actually come across the borders in order to buy liquor here in New Hampshire because, well, the state can't do anything right, so it sells liquor cheaper than every other place and then goes in the red doing it. It's amazing.
Are they in the red, really?
That's what I have heard.
They had to close 8 or 10 stores, something like
imagine
that.
Imagine they have a monopoly on selling liquor, and they can't do
it downsized.
Right.
They're
downsizing. These people can't even run a liquor store.
In a down economy, when people are depressed and more likely to drink.
I mean, it's all you need to know. I was talking to a guy today who was just arguing up and down about how the government should handle health care. I'm like, are you, God, I wish I'd have thought of this one, because it's just great. The state can't even run a liquor store as a monopoly in a down economy. It's amazing.
While it is the first time Mitchell's written a bill that students requested, it's not the first time Monadnock Region students have had a hand in the legislative process. In 2006, a group of third and fourth graders from a different school helped make the pumpkin New Hampshire's state fruit. And if all goes well, Jaffrey's students are hoping they, too, can add a piece to the state's history. Well, at least three of the students, because what about the rest of the class? What about the rest of the class and what their beliefs about the best drink are? If these kids get apple cider put in as the official state drink, how will that make the kids who don't like apple cider feel?
Well, they should have talked to their representatives.
That's right.
More.
They should have gotten involved in the system. And they should have gone up against the people that were in support of apple cider and supported milk instead, or supported apple juice instead of cider.
If they worked harder.
There's a water bottling place that's very near Jaffrey. So I think we should call the school and talk to the teacher and see if we can get some time for a dairy farmer to come in there and talk, and for a water bottling person to come in and talk, and for, you know, just as the people from the beer, the liquor stores and the beer distributors, the Coca-Cola distributors, the Pepsi distributors, all these people need to have input. When these kids are getting involved in this process and they're pushing one thing over another, I mean, for God's sakes, people are being underrepresented.
So this is how they do it. This is how they bring these young, part of the way, they bring young people into the belief that the government is necessary and that the government is somehow beneficial and it's good, and really all they're doing is promoting eternal conflict amongst interest groups. Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain here. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call. The best equipment money can buy is that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com at SACL CAI.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brian in South Carolina. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hey, I always learn something listening to your show, and I never knew that milk was the state drink.
Of South Carolina. Very good. Now you know. Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was elected to the Continental Congress in 2009. I don't know if anybody's familiar with that.
Yeah,
what's going on?
We had Mr. Schultz on the show not too long ago.
Can you explain, Brian, what that is?
Well, we're using the First Amendment redress of grievance. And we're getting together and coming up with a list of grievances and giving it to the proper people, Congress, Senate. President.
Really? I must have misunderstood. I thought this Continental Congress thing was to write a whole new Declaration of Independence and a new Constitution.
Oh,
that's not the case?
It's not a CONCON. It's a Continental Congress, not a Constitutional Convention.
Well, wait, okay, I'm now even more confused, because the We the People organization, which is who's putting this on, Mark, you mentioned Bob Schultz, he's the founder, if you will, the president
right.
of the We the People organization. Didn't they already take a bunch of questions to the various different people in Washington, D.C., and didn't they already have
multiple
them ignored
times.
Multiple times, and didn't they then take that to the Supreme Court eventually? They took it through the various different levels of courts, and the Supreme Court rejected the case, so therefore upholding the lower court's case that basically said, yeah, sure, you can, they were ruling on the right to redress grievances, and the court's ruling was, as I understood it, that, yeah, you guys can ask all the questions you want, and we don't have to answer them. And so why are they going through that process again? What makes them think that this Constitutional Congress or whatever the hell it is going
Congress.
Yeah, what makes them think, or you think, that this is going to do anything different after the Supreme Court's already said, essentially, that we don't care?
Well, I think instead of a website organization like that, or maybe one person, Bob Schultz, we have three people from every state representing. You guys of the Free State Project actually have William Kostrick being one of the representatives for New Hampshire.
That much is true.
He was the guy that was carrying a gun nearby an Obama speaking event. So you're saying that you think having three people from each state is going to get them to listen to you? I'm sorry, but as I recall, and I'm just thinking of the history of the We the People organization, I've been paying attention for a while here, and it's only recently that I've really stopped paying attention because I think they're pretty much irrelevant at this point. But there was an event years ago where they gathered people together from all across the country. Now, I don't know if they had three people from every state, but they did open the invitation to people from all across the country to gather in Washington, D.C. on one particular day to deliver these petitions to the various different members of Congress. They delivered them to every single representative, every single senator's office. They delivered the set of questions that you guys are talking about here that you're going to rewrite, apparently, and re-deliver. They delivered these things, and they had a big event where a bunch of people came from all over the place, and they were ignored. They invited people to come and speak. Not even Ron Paul sent somebody out to talk to these guys. What makes you think this is going to be different?
I'm just hoping for the best. our country has gone to hell in the handbasket, you know. I'm just hoping for the best. I really am.
I'd like to come to the defense on this one, okay? Now, Ian, I don't think that it necessarily is that the government's going to recognize it or anything like that. However, when this the We the People organization, sort of a retro kind of constitutional organization, and that's what they support, and so they're sort of following in the footsteps of the founders, and I'm sure that King George didn't give a fart at a rolling donut as to what the colonists were doing over here when they were getting together and having their constitutional conventions. However, you cannot argue that those had some level of success.
Hey, Brian, if this whole redress of grievances thing doesn't work, what's the answer?
The answer might be loading our guns. Who knows?
Yeah.
What's that going to do?
Well, we need to show them who's boss. My senator is Lindsey Graham. He is awful.
Are you going to go kill him?
No, not at all.
Well, how are you going to show him who's boss?
Not sure, man. Not sure. I don't think
loading guns is going to solve any of your problems.
And I think that's why the We the People keeps trying different approaches. Well, if we do it this way, well, if we find people that have been damaged by the U.S. and bring, they'll have standing and they'll be able to ask the government for a redress of grievances. Well, if we do this Continental Congress thing, then that'll work.
Now, Brian, I understand the sort of frustration you have with the government and why lock and load sounds like an option. But I can tell you, since I've moved up here to New Hampshire, that I have a lot more faith and hope for the ideas of liberty. I believe personally that New Hampshire is going to lead the way in the areas of liberty. I also believe that human liberty is inevitable, that it is simply going to happen. Do you feel that way down there in South Carolina?
It will. I'm a fan of all you guys up there. I watch the Ridley Report. I listen to you guys.
I'm just wondering,
on the ball.
If you're so frustrated with the way the government is, that the thought creeps into your mind that lock and load might be the next option, that maybe instead of locking and loading, you could make the sacrifice that it would take, instead of dying and your family not being able to have you there, and just move them on up to here to New Hampshire. I know it's not going to be easy.
How about you load a moving truck up there?
I know the wife perhaps doesn't want to leave her family or anything like that, but she doesn't want to see you go out in a blaze of glory one day when you get just too fed up either.
I was just saying that's not me.
It happens to people. I mean, the thing is it happens to people, and I know the feeling.
Yeah, I mean, the government will just take away every option, and when you find a way to you know, box them into a corner, they'll change the rules. That's what they do.
And I've been watching this We the People organization for my entire, almost my entire adult life, certainly the last entirety of this decade. And I've been watching them go through all of these legal channels, channel after channel, and Bob Schultz will say things like, you know, if this option doesn't work, we're going to look at some, you know, some serious options of taking the next step. You know, and it, he always sounds like he's skirting the idea of civil disobedience. And indeed, the to their credit, the We the People organization has a bunch of people that have stopped paying taxes. And I've got to give them big time credit for that. There is a group of people within We the People that, and it's supposedly thousands of members strong from what I understand, that has basically said, look, federal government, you will either answer our questions or we will not be paying you. And so they've decided, since their questions have not been answered, that they will not be paying the federal government. I think that's a pretty powerful position to be coming from, but to just continually deliver questions in the, you know, varying different forms and say, aha, we've got three people from each state, and they all came to Pennsylvania together, which is where y'all are getting together, and you're all going to sit down in some room somewhere and hammer out these questions again, you know,
we're
to say
to
that...
Chicago, November 11th to November 22nd.
Oh, I thought it was going to be in Pennsylvania.
No, Chicago.
Okay, Chicago. Didn't they originally do it in Pennsylvania or something like that? I thought they were going to redo it there. I thought the whole point was to retrace the steps of the founding fathers or something like that. But I guess it just shows how little I've been paying attention to the organization over the past year, because this is all I've been hearing out of them is encouraging people.
If nothing happens, Ian.
Yes, sir?
If nothing happens, I will learn a lot, and hopefully we all learn a lot, and we'll go from there. This will be a learning process for me.
It sure will.
Yeah, I mean, I was involved in politics, too, and I think everybody has to find their own path to figure out, okay, what is the answer? And for me, it was getting involved in the Ron Paul campaign, seeing how effective that was.
That's where I started.
Yeah, I went in and was dragged in by the politician who was going to run against him in his House seat, who scheduled a press conference at the same day right after Ron Paul's speech was supposed to end, and his slimy campaign manager tried to drag in all the press that was coming to meet Ron Paul. And I was so disgusted by what I saw. I realized, okay, I don't think this is the answer either. And that's when I started moving more towards the Free State Project. So I think, you know, there is no right or wrong way to go about it. It's just whatever path people need to take is what they need to do.
I think what will happen is you're going to have a good time. You're going to meet some like-minded people. You're going to, you know, probably drink and, you know, socialize and have a wonderful experience with some like-minded folk in that particular Continental Congress thing that you guys are doing. And then you're going to go home and they're going to submit the questions and they'll be ignored just as they've been for the past several times that they've submitted these questions.
I support them in what they're doing. They, you know, they might as well.
When you're there, I'm sure you're going to meet some folks from New Hampshire, and hopefully they'll be promoting the Free State Project, and maybe you can help them with that, because the folks that are going to be at this Continental Congress are definitely going to be good prospects for the Free State Project, especially after they find out that their questions will be ignored. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. Maybe I'll be wrong. See you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.